The alchemist insisted that I have some kind of relaxation therapy. He knew that an important part of cancer treatment was the mental attitude of the patient and the patient's ability to accept the treatment and to relax during it. I already had a psychiatrist, but he suggested I meet with a woman named Joanna Bull, a psychotherapist who worked primarily with cancer patients. Late one afternoon, not quite 2 weeks after my surgery, I had my first appointment with Joanna. She was in her late 40s. Her face was round and open, and her blonde hair was cut in a Buster Brown style. It was as though an angel had walked into my hospital room. I never saw anybody with so much spirit. She plopped herself fearlessly at the foot of my bed and put her arms on my legs so there was a physical contact between us. She talked to me about cancer. Joanna worked at a place called the Wellness Community, where she was assistant director. She counseled cancer patients all the time, and she explained that she would help me learn to relax and to handle having cancer. I protested that I had had cancer, but Joanna confronted me with the fact that you never know. She herself has a form of leukemia. She has no symptoms, and it may stay in remission all of her life, or it may show up at any moment. She lives with cancer all the time. That made me trust her. Because my life was always stressful, a lot of people had told me that I should meditate. I thought meditation was some weird Indian yogi thing, and the only yogi I ever knew was somebody who could put a rope through his nose and make it come out his bum. But Joanna told me right away that in order to participate in battling cancer and to help the chemotherapy work, it's very important to be relaxed and to have times of relaxation when your mind can let your body go so that it can work on healing itself. She also told me that there are techniques of visualizing the healing, visualizing the chemicals going into your body and working to fight the cancer cells. And if you visualize the cancer cells and see them as evil and visualize them being removed from your body, you are supporting the actual process. What I didn't know during this time in the hospital was that I didn't have just ovarian cancer. It had spread to my bowel and my liver, but the cells hadn't eaten into those organs. They were just lying on top of those organs, so the doctors removed all the cancer they could see. The internist told Jean that I had only a 20% chance of survival and that they would not know.